Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us today. The reason for this quick unboxing demo is that I receive lots of questions about smart glasses. And just for a loose definition, we could consider smart glasses any type of eyeglasses that have electronics built into them. Some of them connect to your phone or mobile device to be used as speakers. Some have cameras, some have AI features built in, and some of them just do very specific things. Particularly the ones that are built specifically for visually impaired people. Like, for instance, they could do things like seeing AI, Ira, be my eyes. But in general, smart glasses fall into the two categories of the ones that are just speakers, which basically a pair of Bluetooth earbuds for your mobile device, or those that have cameras, and typically those also have some AI features. So I get asked all the time about the cost, and you know, some of these go anywhere. We're up to several hundred dollars and $600-$700 in some cases. And they come from companies like Meta, Giga, Envision. So I've been asked any cheaper alternatives. And I've been looking at a few, which I, you know, some of them which I could tell you are just kind of chintzy and I wouldn't recommend them. But I did find one that does seem to have a fairly good build quality at a budget price. It's the Blackview BV100. So that's Blackview BV Bravo Victor -100. And they're fairly new on the market. I think they were just announced at the end of October. And they're made by a company called Blackview. Blackview has been in business since, I think, 2013. They're a Chinese company. And they mostly have built Android smartphones, usually kind of rugged outdoor phones with the cushioning and things like flashlights built in. And past couple of years, they've been branching out into more wearable devices. For instance, smartwatches and Bluetooth earbuds and sort of stuff like that. And they have, in the past, had sunglasses that are just really for listening to audio. And now their first offering in the category of glasses with cameras and AI functions is the BV100. And it's got a camera, and it has microphones, but as most of these do, has a touchpad and physical buttons. And the AI is powered by ChatGPT, which is what got me interested in these, because I've had good luck with doing ChatGPT identification searches of things. So here's an interesting way of actually making it now a little bit more useful. So I'm going to take a look at these glasses for us. And just so you know, you could buy these at Walmart or Amazon. And if you buy some places like Walmart or Amazon, you'll pay about $120 for them. And the reason that their products are so cheap is that they don't have an official dealer network. And so there's no 24-hour customer service. You may very well be on your own beyond very basic email customer service. I will tell you in this, and I do this with trepidation, that there's one seller on eBay which sells these for about $70. I could tell you that they are US models because they do come with the FCC certification on them. But I don't know this for sure, but I suspect that that $70 may not include import tariffs. So you may get hit with an import tariff on top of that. But just if you want to take a chance and see if you can get them as cheap as possible, you can try eBay, and there are some cheaper sellers. Okay, I'm going to pause the recording for a minute. I'm going to unwrap the shrink wrap and we'll talk about what's in the box. Okay, I think I got all the shrink wrap off this box. Not as easy. I have stubby little nails, so it wasn't as easy a task as I thought it would be. But anyway, the box is fairly minimalistic. It's maybe about 9 inches long, maybe about 3 inches wide, maybe about 2 inches deep. And I'm just going to slide the cover off. Give it a little shake. Tight. Okay, box is now open. First thing on top is a nice little case here. And on the bottom is a cleaning cloth and some directions. Okay, open the case. Case is kind of like a little messenger-style case. Obviously, probably not real leather, but very cute nevertheless. Do not think it's a charging case. No, it's not a charging case. Open it up. And inside the actual glasses. Okay, and they come in like a little bag, kind of like a bag that women's shoes come in if you buy better quality shoes. And there's some plastic wrap we need to get off of it. Okay, that just came out. The shrink wrap is off of the arms of the glasses. I'm going to open them up. And these glasses kind of look like very generic sunglasses. I wouldn't say they're designed for any particular gender. Kind of reminiscent of, 1960s, maybe dark Wayfarer glasses. You kind of open them up a little bit. And on the top of each arm, there is a button, a single button. It's kind of discreet, not too obvious. And on the side of the right arm, there is a touchpad. And then I do have the charger. And the charger has a USB-A at one end and just a magnetic connector at the other end. And the magnetic connector, took a little while to find this, it goes on the inside of the right arm. And it makes a positive click in there when you charge it up, or when you connect the charger, I should say. And let's see, I'm just going to close that up. And I'm not really sure where the camera is on this. It's not so obvious by feeling it. My suspicion is it's probably on one of the upper edges of the lenses. So I am going to put this on the charger and let it charge up. And I'll be back in a little while. And in the meantime, while this is charging, I'm going to install the app that you need to put on your phone to use the AI features. And the name of the app is Hey Cyan. So it's HeyCyan. It's pretty easy to find in the app store. And you just, obviously, a free install and download. I'm going to let that install. I'm going to let these glasses charge. And I'll be back in another minute or two. Okay, I've had these charging for about 20 minutes now. One thing I did notice is that when I plugged it in, it made a nice little bloop, bloop, bloop to let me know that it is charging. I think that's a nice feature. So I did install the Hey Cyan app. It was easy to find in the App Store, easy to install. When I did install it, it did require me to create an account, you know, basically name, rank, serial number, you know, that nothing fancy, same as we do pretty much everything these days. And then it takes me to a screen here that says Get Connected. So I'm going to turn the glasses on. And the way you turn them on is that you hold the right-hand tactile button for about 2 seconds. Unplug them here and put them on my head. And they're a little bit of a snug fit on me. Okay, got to hold the button for 2 seconds.
Connect device selected. Home. Connect device. Button. Prepare your device for pairing. One. Pop. Continue. Button. Button. Device. The following devices were found. Heading.
Okay, looks like I found something.
BV100 5 4 yep. 4 6 1 5 3 C 2
and I'm going
1
to tap on that.
C. Nav back. Button. Alert. Bluetooth pairing request. BV1 cancel. Pair. Bluetooth pairing. BV1 cancel. Pair. Button. Pair. Explore case.
Okay, so it looks like we're connected. That was fairly straightforward enough. Made a nice little acknowledgement tone, and I could hear my voiceover.
Where the glasses start. Button.
And is a nice little tutorial.
Follow the guide to learn the touchpad and button operations on the glasses temples.
Okay, I'm going to see if I get the tutorial to work for me. Okay, so pairing it with the app was successful, and there's a tutorial that it takes you through that tells you what the two physical buttons do and a touchpad does. VoiceOver, if you have language detection, turns on. Very interesting. Reads it in both Chinese and English. I thought that was kind of clever. One thing to note is after the tutorial, what I had to do was close the app and open it up again. And when you open it up again, you're almost all ready to use it. There's a couple tabs at the bottom. One is for your profile, where you have your account and it tells you who you are. One is for the photos and videos you take. That's where they get you find them. And one is the IA tab. That one you need to go into first to enable the AI features, the ChatGPT. And you just swipe down, it says continue. And once you do that, then you could use it. You could use the Hey Cyan wake word, or you could press the left physical button. And I did a few tests. One of the things I asked it, like, what's the capital of Alaska? And it told me it was Juneau. Then I asked it to take a picture and tell me what it sees, and I'll see if I could play this, because I think it gave me some really interesting detail here.
Ike I favorite button. Ike I copy. Ike I like button. Ike I unlike. Take a picture and tell me what I'm looking at.
So that's the command I gave it, and I'm going to let it see what the results are.
What I'm looking at. Button. You're looking at a close-up of a cluttered but functional desk setup. Likely belonging to someone engaged in audio/video production, programming, or content creation. Here's a detailed breakdown of what's visible. 1 ** primary monitor, left/center, **, a large, widescreen display, likely an Apple iMac or external monitor with Mac OS interface. The screen shows the Mac OS desktop with a scenic wallpaper, a turquoise lake surrounded by rocks and trees, possibly Lake Tahoe or a similar alpine lake. Several windows are open, a white system window, possibly star system settings star or star finder star preferences, with text fields and checkboxes, a smaller dark themed window below it, possibly a terminal, code editor, or utility app, a dock at the bottom with numerous app icons, including Safari, Mail, Messages, Calendar, Notes, etc., indicating active multitasking. 2****************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************** profile keys positioned directly in front of the monitor. 3** microphone, right of monitor *. A professional style condenser microphone mounted on a boom arm. Fitted with a black foam windscreen /pop filter. This strongly suggests voice recording, podcasting, streaming, or voiceover work. 4** secondary monitor, far right, *. A smaller, older style CRT or early LCD monitor with a thick greenish gray bezel, possibly a vintage Apple Studio display or similar from the late 1990s/early 2000s. / its screen is off or displaying a blank black screen, possibly used as a secondary display for reference, monitoring, or retro computing. 5** audio/control interface, foreground, bottom right, *. A compact, gray device with multiple buttons, knobs, and LED indicators, likely a hardware controller such as a ** MIDI controller, ** EG, AKMPK Mini, Navation Launchpad, or similar, or, and ** audio interface, control surface ** EG, Focusrite Scarlett control panel, PreSonus fader port, or Behringer X-Touch Mini, or a ** Stream Deck alternative **, like Elgato Stream Deck or Lupadec, though this one appears more utilitarian and less colorful. Cables connected to the system, suggesting it's actively used for real-time control, e.g., adjusting levels, triggering scenes, editing timelines. 6* cabling and accessories *, visible USB, audio, and power cables running across the desk, typical of a multi-device workstation. A small black box under the keyboard, possibly a USB hub, external drive, or audio interface. A white cable, likely USB-C or Thunderbolt, connecting the controller to the computer. ** overall impression *. This is a hybrid creative workspace blending modern Mac OS productivity with analog/digital audio tools. The presence of both a high-end mic and a vintage monitor hints at a user who values both contemporary efficiency and nostalgic, or specialized hardware, perhaps a podcaster, musician, video editor, or indie developer who enjoys tinkering with tech. Let me know if you'd like help identifying specific devices, e.g., model of the controller or monitor based on visual cues.
Okay, that's how much information it gave me from just taking a picture of the desk that I'm sitting at. And I kind of like how it gave me orientation, you know, top left, bottom right. That's also a nice feature. So I'm going to try playing with this a little bit more and see what kind of things it will tell me. Okay, so in comparison to other smart glasses, some of which require you to have the phone open and locked, some of them do not. These require you to have the Hey Cyan app in your app switcher. However, it does not need to be the active app. You could minimize it, and the screen does not even have to be open. You could lock your phone or whatever device you're using. So you could have your phone locked and it still works as long as Hey Cyan is not removed from the app switcher. Okay, just thought I'd mention that because I know that's a problem with some other glasses. Okay, thank you very much everyone for listening to this. I got some final comments. When you ask the Hey Cyan AI for something, it answers in a pleasant female voice, which is very easy to understand. I was kind of expecting to get some sort of Chinglish or Chinese, but it actually is a very nice English voice. US English, not British English. A couple other things, since I've only just unboxed this and been playing with it for maybe an hour, I haven't tried out most of the features, like I haven't really made recordings with it, audio or video, to see how they sound. And one thing I would like to try at some point in time is the real-time language translation. Supposedly you could translate in real time over 100 languages, which seems pretty interesting. And like I said at the beginning when I did the unboxing, it comes with a nice kind of fake leather messenger style carry case, which is nice. And it's just a charger, magnetic charger, so it's pretty easy to use with a USB connection. It doesn't come with the charger block, it just comes with the cable, which is the way most things are now. But it does have the cable. Once again, it's fairly user friendly. There's two physical hardware buttons on each arm. The right one is for power on and off, and also to control the camera, and the left one is basically for the AI features, and then the touchpad on the right arm controls the volume and playback of audio. And the audio playback is clear and crisp. It's got Bluetooth 5.4, so it sounds pretty good. It doesn't get super loud because they're open air speakers, as all glasses are, but nevertheless, it looks pretty good. So want a pair of smart glasses with some good AI-backed features, these are not a bad deal for the price. And one tip is that if you want it to describe things, you could say, "Hey, Cyan, describe what I'm holding or describe what I'm looking at." And if you really have never seen U.S. currency, I definitely encourage you to look at a bill, you know, any bill, dollar bill, $10 bill, whatever, and have it describe it to you. It's very good at telling you all the security features on a bill that you probably never knew were there. Anyway, I'll try to answer any questions. I don't have too many answers since I just got these, but thank you very much for listening.
Since I recorded that, I did try some of the translation features. It turns out you have to enable it in the app before you could use it. It's like accept the terms of service, whatever translation, you know, engineer using. The other day, we got a medium-sized grocery order, about $300-$400 worth of stuff, and had the glasses on, so it was hands-free. He signed, "What am I holding?" and told me, "You're holding a package of Purdue chicken tenderloins," or, "You're holding a package of Breyers non-dairy ice cream product," things like that. So it does a pretty good job. Again, the limitations are, if you're used to things like some of the more expensive glasses made for the blind, it's never going to do anything, or probably will never do anything like Ira or Be My Eyes, because those services don't know anything about these glasses. So they, as far as what it advertises, it does well. So anybody has any questions, happy to field them. We've got some time.
Did you try doing any OCR or near OCR with the glasses? You know,
yeah,
like read this letter to me or something?
Yeah, I found out you have to be very specific. So if you say, "Take a picture and tell me what this is," it's going to do it in AI summary. But if you say, "Read this page to me," or "I took it to a restaurant," and it had those oversized menus, like 11 by 14, so I had to hold it kind of a little bit at arm's length and said, "Hey, sign, please read this entire menu to me." As it turns out, the word "entire" wasn't really necessary, but it took a picture. And in that case, since I said "read," it did read the entire thing to me, about a 10-page menu. Now, last night, we took it to a different restaurant, which was insanely loud. I had to, like, yell at it, "Hey, sign," for it to hear me. And the thing is, with my hearing loss, I had trouble hearing what it was telling me. So in a very noisy environment, that's a real limitation. It will read to you. If you kind of, you have to finagle the you know, what you say.
The command.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will they work with AirPods or hearing aids?
If the Bluetooth is turned off on the hearing aids, the voiceover or whatever, your talkback, whatever you're using on your phone, is going to go to wherever your Bluetooth is connected to, whether it be the glasses or the hearing aids. If you want them going through the glasses, you'd have to turn it off on the hearing aids, but they would work with them, yeah.
And how are the sunglasses for sun?
Oh, I wish I could tell you. Not having any light perception.
Yeah, yeah.
They're wonderful. I haven't seen any light come through. One thing I did know since you know, doing some comparison, I forgot to put this in the recording, is that they weigh 45 grams, which is a little bit heavier than a regular pair of sunglasses, but lighter than a pair of Meta glasses, if that kind of gives you an idea how much they weigh.
If it's giving the long description, can you interrupt it?
So there's two ways of doing it. You can just say, "Hi, hey, sign, shut up," or "Hey, sign, stop." Or you just tap the button on the left arm. That always stops it. Yeah.
If it took a picture, can you ask it, you know, other questions about the picture it took? It can.
Yeah,
okay.
You can definitely do that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good. Okay, good.
Fred, I want to tell you, we've had to do some looking at glasses for how much they keep the sun out. And what we've been finding with some of these products is most of them are not dark enough, or they don't completely cover your eye. We found we just had to ask sighted people before we bought them what they thought. Some companies, Meta has actually done this, where they encourage, it's like a mirror image thing, and I don't totally understand it, but basically, with this special mirror image process, your eyes are more protected. When we got our Envision glasses, we found some glasses that had side pieces that you could pull down, and they really did totally block out your eyes, and that kind of helped with the darkness in the sunglasses. But you still just have to ask a sighted person. Like, there's no way to really know without having somebody check.
I did try these on. They are lighter than the Meta glasses. However, it depends on what shape frame you have, how much coverage you're going to get in lighting. The shape of the frames, like, they sat lower on my cheek versus the Skylar Meta glasses that I have, which are more like cat eyes. It depends on the shape of the frame. It also depends on what type of filters you like on your sunglasses, about how that dark they are. So if you have lighting issues, most people know like what type of glasses they like or don't like for lenses. Like, I have amber smoke ones, which are pretty dark versus if you had transition ones. So it depends on knowing what you like, but they do have filters. I did look out like the window in our house and it did provide dim the sun and everything. Like it wasn't as dark as the glasses I have, which I got prescription, you know, filters on the lenses. And as Jeanette was saying, it really depends on the frame, whether you have ones that wrap around or if they're just straight. So you need to know what works for you and what you like, and then you can compare and contrast. But I thought they were pretty comfortable, and they provided more coverage than the Skylar frames did. However, the lenses on the Skylars were darker than these. But that was just my personal preference for my eyes, and everyone who needs filters has different considerations.
Frank, how much did the glasses cost?
They retail for about $120 if you buy like Walmart or Amazon. But if you go on eBay, there are a couple of sellers that I just checked before the meeting, and they're still... that will sell these for $69 a pair.
Battery life and draining your phone comparing to the Meta.
They claim 5 hours of continuous audio playback. Meta, I think, is maybe 3 or 4, depending on which model you have, the first or second generation.
So similar. How about draining your phone? Is your phone going to be...
I haven't noticed any drain on the phone. I mean, I usually keep the Bluetooth on my phone all the time anyway, so I haven't noticed any drain.
And does it come with the case charger like the Meta or no?
No, it's a magnetic charger, like an old MacBook Air with the MagSafe charger. It just clicks onto the inside of the arm of the glasses. I'm actually going to keep them because I actually was surprised how much they offer for the price. Yeah.
Frank, this is Paul. What's the function of the touchpad on the glasses?
Audio playback. You could, if you swipe forward, it raises volume. Swipe backwards, lowers the volume. You go up and down to move track to track. I think if you tap it, it pauses and unpauses it.
Got it. Now, what about the buttons? Can you take a picture just by pressing a button, or do you have to ask it to take a picture?
So if you press the right-hand button, if you press it once, it takes a snapshot, a still photo. If you do it, 2 shots of it quickly, you start the video recorder.
Is it using its version of ChatGPT or is it using your ChatGPT account?
It has its own version.
Its own, okay.
Yeah.
Frank, do the videos and the photos, do they go to the app or do they go to the photo roll on your phone?
They go to the app, and there's one word of caution. That the app has a few... In the album section where the photos and big, a few unlabeled buttons, which I had to label myself. For those of you who don't know, if you have an iPhone, it's a 2-finger double tap and hold to label a button. There's like 3 buttons, like delete, play, that type of thing. But it was fairly easy to label the buttons. It's sort of like the Meta AI app where you have like the gallery. It's the same sort of thing. Yeah.
Presumably, like any pair of earbuds or whatever, if a phone call comes in, you can hear it over the.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay.
You to answer it, you just hit the touchpad and answers it. Yeah. And much like our discussion about the Face ID, you actually have to hold the document fairly good at arm's reach to get the whole thing in one shot.
It takes a picture. It's not like seeing AI. It will talk as it sees.
It doesn't do the video camera. It uses the still camera.
And when it describes something in front of you, the same thing.
Yeah.